Welcome, and thank you for listening to this audio, brought to you by Critifacts.com. In this audio, you will learn about the critter, known as the Antarctic minke whale, with the scientific name, Balaenoptera bonarensis. First, let's go over the physical description of the Antarctic minke whale. The Atlantic and Antarctic minke whales look similar, with their sleek, torpedo-shaped bodies. However, the Atlantic minke whale is a little smaller and has a white patch on its flipper. Antarctic minke whales have also been known to have a more prominent blow, coming from either of their two blowholes. Minke whales are categorized as baleen whales since they have around 300 baleen plates in their mouth, which is made up of the protein that is found in human fingernails. Next, let's explore the Antarctic minke whale's range and habitat. Antarctic minke whales are found primarily in the southern hemisphere, but small pods have been occasionally seen in the North Atlantic. Next, let's go over the Antarctic minke whale's diet. The Antarctic minke whale displays an impressive feeding style, as it has the fastest lunge rate observed, compared to other baleens. The Antarctic minke whale will swim quickly and engulf mainly krill into their mouths, as many as 24 times per dive. To compare, blue whales only lunge 4 times each dive. Now, onto the Antarctic minke whale's reproduction and development. Scientists don't know a lot about the mating behavior in Antarctic minke whales, but they know that the whales can give birth every year. However, it's common for them to breed less than that. The females will remain pregnant for about 10 months, where she'll then give birth to one calf. This calf is born over 8 feet long and will stay with their mother for up to 2 years, while the father provides no parental care. Lastly, here are a few more facts about the Antarctic minke whale. The Antarctic minke whale is one of two species of minke whales, the other being the Atlantic minke whale. It was not recognized as its own distinct species until the 1990s, and is the second smallest baleen whale. The Antarctic and Atlantic minke whales used to exist together, but split from each other almost 5 million years ago, during a disruption of the Antarctic circumpolar current. Antarctic minke whales are usually solitary, or can be found in small pods, of 2 to 4 whales. The largest recorded sighting was 60 Antarctic minke whales. The minke whales will communicate with the group through a variety of sounds, such as whistles, clicks, grunts, and incredibly loud songs. These songs are usually around 150 decibels, which is as loud as a jet taking off, and can be heard for miles. Thank you for listening to this audio about the Antarctic minke whale, brought to you by Critifacts.com. You can learn about wildlife, the environment, and more by visiting Critifacts.com or by tuning in to Critifacts Radio.